This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network, the sponsor of this segment of the show, of this entire show, of this hour of the show, all the above. Fortum Resources. We're in the Fortum Resources studio. They're the main title sponsor of the show. You know I'm the capitalist evangelist, and I love oil and gas. So I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Thank you for sponsoring the show, Fortum Resources, publicly traded diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. The Fortum team, led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruder, one of the great stories in Wall Street history, legendary oil man, built Ultra Petroleum from 15 cents a share to $200 a share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Can you imagine what that means? Can you imagine owning a 15-cent stock and it goes to $200 a share, how much money you could make? Unbelievable. I wish I'd been with Ultra Petroleum. This guy's amazing. And Fortum has more than 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Think how big that is, 180 square miles. It's bigger than an entire city's. Fortum is traded on two global stock exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR, as in Fortum, Tommy, Mary, Rose, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. That's Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man. This is his new baby after taking his Ultra Petroleum from 15 cents to $200 a share. One of the great stocks in Wall Street history, by the way. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. So here's my commentary that I just wrote for Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm moving tomorrow and Friday, so I didn't have time to write it on Friday, so I wrote it today. So I'm giving you advance notice. It's called the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez Tax Challenge. I believe in happy endings. Do you? The biggest political story in America today is AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And I know how to produce a happy ending, at least for President Trump, the GOP, and capitalism. I believe I could end AOC's political career as quickly as it began. For all intents and purposes, AOC, remember, that's the initials of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is now the face and brand name of socialism. That means if we end AOC, we can end America's dangerous flirtation with socialism. Today, this moment, it's done. It's finished. It'll be poison for years to come. Democrats love to ask for the tax returns of high-profile Republicans. Think about Trump. Democrats demand his tax returns all day long. It's all they think about. President Trump's taxes. President Trump's taxes. 30 years ago, 40 years ago, when his parents died. And think about Harry Reid. He single-handedly destroyed Mitt Romney's presidential chances by lying about Mitt's taxes. Harry claimed a close associate of Mitt told him that Mitt never paid taxes for a decade. Harry lied. There was no associate of Mitt. No one spoke to Harry. No matter. Mitt never recovered. Harry bragged about it years later. He was asked in July about Mitt's taxes, and Harry replied, "It worked, didn't it?" Well, I don't know. I call that fraud. Terrible. But two could play at this game. The difference is I don't lie, I don't slander, and I don't commit fraud like Harry Reid. I just have great gut instincts and ask common sense questions. So let's turn the tables on the Democrats. It's time to Harry Reid, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Socialism is based on taxes, lots of them. AOC's plans all revolve around loads of new taxes. She loves taxes the way I love America, apple pie, and football. AOC's life is taxes, taxes, and more taxes. At Christmas, she decorates her tree with IRS forms. At night, she dreams of fairy sugar plums and higher taxes. What a witch. But what if the gal whose middle name is Taxes, who built her brand around taxes, didn't actually pay them herself. What if it became known that she wants 70% tax rates for you and me, but she's a tax cheat? Well, that would be the end of Ms. Socialist Taxes. The political career of AOC would lay in smoldering ruins. She'd soon be back pounding the streets of the Bronx looking for bartending openings. Even liberals would run away from her like the plague. Because no one wants the stench of a hypocrite near them. AOC's tax sheet would destroy the entire argument of the Democratic Party that the rich don't pay enough. They pay plenty when compared with a tax cheat, bartender, hypocrite. So let's take a page from Harry Reid's playbook and find out. You see, I have an educated hunch. AOC was a bartender until recently. She went from bartender to congresswoman. Bartenders live on tips. They get a small salary, usually minimum wage, and 80% of their wages come from tips. So did Mrs. Socialist Taxes, or I should say Ms. Socialist Taxes, pay taxes on her tips? Did she even bother to report her tips? Inquiring minds want to know. It's easy enough to find out. It'll all be in black and white on her tax returns. What years was she a bartender? Tell us, Miss AOC. Are there tips listed on those tax returns? I'm betting the answer is no. We don't have to go back 30 or 40 years like Democrats want to do with President Trump's taxes, or a decade, as Harry Reid wanted to do with Mitt Romney's taxes. AOC was a bartender only a year or two ago. So here's the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tax challenge. It's simple. We demand to see your tax returns. We want to see if you reported your tips and if you paid taxes on them. After all, you say you want everyone to pay their fair share. So, did you pay, or are you a tax cheat? Inquiring minds want to know. I'm betting on a happy ending, at least for Trump and the GOP and Wayne Root and capitalism. That's my new commentary that comes out in Sunday's Las Vegas Review Journal, one of the biggest newspapers in America, top 20, as well as newspapers all over this country, syndicated, my columns, by Creator Syndicate. The Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez Tax Challenge. How do you like that? And speaking of taxes, by the way, Governor Andrew Cuomo, the king of taxes, he's the reason everybody's leaving New York. He's the reason everyone's running for their lives to escape from New York. Even he admits everyone's leaving New York, and he admits it's about taxes, and he admits that you can't raise taxes on rich people anymore because there's a point where they just won't pay anymore, and they're all going to leave. He actually admitted that, which is kind of funny. So he goes and meets President Trump at the White House. He whines to Trump about New York State's budget deficit, and Trump tells him to take a hike and start fracking. Because he won't allow fracking. Pennsylvania's getting rich, and New York's broke because they won't allow fracking. Liberals don't understand. They bankrupt themselves with their stupid ideas. So he flies to Washington to speak with Trump about his state's bloated budget deficit. And I guess he was hoping the president would offer a welfare handout to New York State to offset their $2.3 billion budget deficit. And instead, Trump lectured him on opening up the state to fracking and allowing fossil fuel pipelines to run through the state. That makes too much sense. Cuomo would rather take a welfare handout. As Politico reported the following, President Donald Trump floated the idea of opening up New York to fracking and expressed dismay at New York's enactment of a less restrictive abortion law during a meeting with Governor Andrew Cuomo on Tuesday, according to White House spokesman. Cuomo traveled to Washington and talked to his fellow New Yorker about the impact of the federal government's $10,000 cap on the deductibility of state and local taxes. The governor's blaming the cap, which was included in the federal tax reform bill, for a drop in revenue that's created a $2.3 billion gap in his budget. Trump suggested the state could offset the effects of the salt cap by allowing fracking, which Cuomo banned in 2014, liberal moron, and by approving fossil fuel pipelines to run through the state, liberal moron. The president discussed economic growth opportunities for the state of New York, including helping lower energy prices throughout the entire Northeast by allowing low-cost American energy to thrive with fracking and pipeline systems. So all you need to know how dumb liberals are. And if you ever adopted this Green New Deal, you would just destroy your country. Destroy it from coast to coast. Destroy every job. Destroy our ability to earn a good living. Look at this article. It tells you all you need to know about liberals. Rats, public defecation and open drug use, our major Western cities are becoming uninhabitable hellholes. Almost everyone that goes out to visit one of our major cities on the West Coast has a similar reaction. Those that must live amongst the escalating decay are numb to it, but most of us just in town for a visit are shocked by all the trash, human defecation, crime, public drug use that we see. Once upon a time, our beautiful Western cities were the envy of the rest of the world. Now they serve as shining examples of America's accelerating decline. The worst parts of our major Western cities literally look like post-apocalyptic wastelands, and the hordes of zombified homeless people that live in those areas are too drugged out to care. The ironic thing is these cities are not poor. In fact, San Francisco and Seattle are among the wealthiest cities in the entire nation. So if things are falling apart this dramatically now, how bad will things get when economic conditions start to deteriorate? It says, let's start a discussion by looking at the rat epidemic in Los Angeles. Rats are breeding like mad, and it's to the point where they've even conquered City Hall. Officials at L.A. City Hall consider ripping out all the building's carpets as rats and fleas are running riot in the halls. People from all over the world are drawn to L.A. because of what they've seen on television, but it's truly a filthy place. Number of homeless rising 20% a year. Public drug use everywhere. Mountains of trash all over the place. Rats thrive in this environment. And the epic battle one L.A. journalist is having with rats was recently featured in the L.A. Times. He said, east side, west side, north, south, they're everywhere. If you're a rat, the California housing crisis has not hit you yet, and it never will. They're in every house. They're in every building. They're running relay races in the ceiling. And they don't wear sneakers. Your eyes blink. Your legs twitch. You drift off to sleep knowing if the plague comes back, you're living at ground zero. In our garden, they devoured entire heads of lettuce. They destroyed my squash. They stole my tomatoes. Were they bottling their own salsa? This is an article in Los Angeles. This is how bad it's gotten. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream. And he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine and fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Newsmax TV is the sponsor of this segment of the show. So I want to remind you all that hour number three will be Newsmax TV's hour. We're still on USA Radio, but it becomes a national TV show. It's simulcast. They simulcast my radio show. So simultaneously, it's on national radio and national TV. That's why we call it our Power Hour. Newsmax reaches 80 million homes on DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, U-verse, Comcast, Xfinity. And really, really conservative, much more conservative than Fox News, especially if you're talking about the Wayne Allyn Root Show, right? There is nothing like my show on Fox News, not even close. And you can watch me with Bill O'Reilly three times a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And if you don't get Newsmax TV, I just want to remind you that you should call this phone number and make sure your cable carrier or cable system, however you describe them, the cable company that services your TVs in your city, gets switches over and picks up Newsmax TV. Tell them you want your Newsmax TV. So call toll-free 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. My show is on twice a day now, 8 o'clock at night Eastern, 5 Pacific, and 1 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern, 10 a.m. in the morning Pacific. Or you could just find us at NewsmaxTV.com, and you click on Watch Live Now, and you're watching my show, 844-500-6397. Okay, we've got our guest here who's usually on Thursdays, but I'm off tomorrow and Friday. Lee Elsie will be filling in. I'm doing a big move to a brand new home. But in any case, we've got Megan Barth with us today on a Wednesday. We've never done that before. She's usually my Thursday girl. Now she's Wednesday. ReaganBabe.com is her website, also MediaEqualizer.com. And we got lots to talk about. Reagan Babe, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Americans are relocating to low-tax states, and I think that ties in with the very last thing I was talking about. Were you listening to the show on the way in? Usually you do.
I was, and I want
Cuomo in Washington.
Correct. And then
he's scared because they're all leaving New York. Everyone's leaving.
Of course.
Like rats leaving a
sinking
ship.
So he's lying there on his knees, right? To kiss the orange man bad.
Yeah.
to beg from the Nazis.
Well, listen, if you're going to go there on your knees, then it ought to be Kamala Harris, not Cuomo.
Oh, damn.
Ooh, there was a good blow, right? Yes, Willie Brown about that. Was Kamala on her knees? Yeah. Was she doing cocaine while she was on her knees? That's the real question.
I gave her $400,000 government jobs. So what?
Let me tell you something. That's a lot of money, man.
Yeah.
Most girls settle for on street corners. They settle for like, you know, $20. A lot of money. $400,000.
Pay to play brings a whole new meaning from pay to play.
Well, listen, my listeners include a police officer who was a big shot police officer. I never like to identify who it is, but he was a police leader in Southern California. He says it was well known in California circles that Willie Brown was doing cocaine in the 1980s, 1990s, whatever it was. And those are the days where a lot of people did cocaine. So he said, you should ask on the air, did Kamala Harris do cocaine? Because she bragged about smoking weed on a black urban station yesterday. Bragged about it like it's the greatest thing in the world. I want to be president. I used to smoke weed. And I did inhale. She said that. That's her quote. So did you also snort cocaine? I think she needs to be asked that question. Will she enthusiastically answer that?
Was she part of the Tomb Gang?
Yeah. Well, this is.
I mean, we know that the president tried coke. You know, I really don't care, honestly, what some people do in their past, especially in college. I more care about the policies and the fact that they have to lie about it. Like, if she says she wants to smoke weed, fine, but then she's like, yeah, I was listening to Tupac and whatever. They didn't even have an album out yet.
Tupac gets
Tupac. Don't create your own utopia.
No, but
okay?
That's
like,
not my.
Like, live in the reality now.
But that's not my problem. My problem is we've gone from no one ever admitting. Ever, a guy who wants to be president or senator or governor in the past, 20 years ago, would never look into a microphone and a camera and say, yeah, I use drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got to Obama, who admitted it in his books, but never ever stood around and made fun of it and said, yeah, I smoked that weed and I inhaled. He never said anything like that. Now we've degenerated to the next level where they have to get, like, more shocking, like shock jocks, right? I'm a shock jock, kind of. Now we have shock politicians. She has to go beyond Obama admitting in a book that he once did cocaine and pot, and she has to now go out and say, I did inhale. I loved weed. I was listening to Snoop Dogg and Tupac while doing it. That starts to be another level of degeneration for our society that sickens me. And don't ever say Wainwright's a hypocrite, because I've never done a drug in my life, and I've never been drunk in my life, and I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. So I can honestly say I never did any of that. And by the way, I've never been in blackface in my life. I've never worn a white hood in my life. I don't like Halloween. Halloween's not been my holiday ever. So I never dressed up for Halloween parties. So
I mean,
you
Halloween.
Can't. No, but you can't find any pictures of me wearing outfits. I never did it. So
I saw you in the 80s in a Camaro.
But that was real. That was real. I had 22 gold chains around my neck and a shirt open to my navel. And I drove a Trans Am. Not a Camaro, a Trans.
Oh, I'm sorry.
On the hood.
Wrong
bird. And the hood went. And the eagle was really vibrating. Chicks dig that, I'm telling you.
Oh.
I'll be right back. Wait, Alan Reward now. We're here with Megan Barth. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he wants to take a closer look at the budget deal that aims to avert another partial government shutdown. At the White House, President Trump said he will be looking for landmines in the compromised legislation. Speaking at a conference of sheriffs and police chiefs in Washington, D.C., President Trump says a border wall is needed to stop illegal immigration, human trafficking, illicit drugs, and violent crime.
Not one more American life should be lost because our nation failed to secure its borders. Every American in every community and from every walk of life has a right to live in security and to live in peace.
FEMA Administrator Brock Long is resigning today, and Wisconsin teen Jamie Kloss and her family are issuing a statement thanking the community for their support. The 13-year-old was kidnapped after her parents were shot and killed and then held against her will for 3 months. Jake Patterson has been charged with the crimes. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill. So what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. We love our Tangible Investments because everybody knows that gold and silver, gold and silver are worth their weight in gold when the whole world is awash in debt. I mean, just awash in debt. Every country, every continent is awash in debt. China is in so much trouble. Japan is in so much trouble. Europe is in so much trouble. You know what's going on in Venezuela and Latin America. You know what's going on in Mexico. And you know what's going on in the United States. Debt, debt, debt. United States up to $22 trillion in debt. Very scary. Tangible Investments is there as your antidote. They are the gold and silver people. And they love people who understand gold and silver. So if you're a qualified client who's bought gold or silver before and you have a receipt to prove it, Tangible will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. By the way, the whole thing with radio is everybody offers you something free. I'll give you a booklet free. I'll give you a book free. I'll give you a $2 coin for free. These guys are willing to give you a $199 American Gold Eagle free, not for buying, just for calling, if you could prove you're a qualified client, you've ever bought gold or silver before. So respond, and they're friends of the show, and they take good care of Wayne Root and the Wayne Allen Root Show. Tangible Investments is at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Give them a ring, 800-780-9000. They've done billions of dollars in transactions, and they can show you how to protect your assets, 800-780-9000. All right, we're back with Megan Barth. Her website's ReaganBabe.com. And we were talking about people relocating to low-tax states. Mm-hmm. So Cuomo was in Washington, D.C. with President Trump. And what does Cuomo say? He says, help me, we're going broke, we're a big deficit. What did Trump say to him?
Frack.
Right, go frack yourself.
Go frack yourself.
Go frack
exactly.
yourself.
Exactly.
Go frag yourself.
Yeah, well, when will they finally take accountability for their own policies? You've got to hear this, though. This comes from the Hill, and this is impacting all of the red states and will definitely impact the census in 2020. Americans continue their march to low-tax states. The United States Census Bureau released its annual state-by-state population estimates for 2016 in late December. It highlights migration trends across the states and sketches a picture of looming political changes that will take place after the complete census of 2020. Idaho, Nevada, Utah, and Arizona led the way this past year in overall population growth.
The year was 2016?
So
it must have accelerated now.
Of course it's accelerating. That's why Cuomo's knocking on the front door.
Right. They're all leaving New York and New Jersey.
Once again, Texas and Florida were the big winners. Ding, ding, ding. You get all the liberal New Yorkers. You get all the liberals from California.
Well, it sounds like the big winners weren't Florida and Texas. It was Idaho, Nevada, Utah, and Arizona, right? Or no? You're saying the numbers were bigger in Florida and Texas, but the percentages were probably bigger in those four little states.
Correct.
Right.
Right. Whoa, what is that?
I don't know. It's a funny sound.
A little feedback there.
Yeah.
But anyway, so what's happening, right, is that you have all these pensioners that have basically bankrupted the state system, which Sisolak in Nevada now wants to do next by unionizing all the state workers.
Yeah.
What's the first quickest way to bankruptcy? Easiest route? Unionize the state and federal workers. Sure, why not?
Well, he's doing it on a small scale. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wants to do it on a national scale.
Well, of course she does. The unions are their bread and butter. 90% of union dues go towards, there we go, thank you, Wayne. 90% of union dues goes towards Democrat coffers. You know, I want to know when we're going to start doing some RICO. That's what I'd like to know.
RICO?
RICO law, yeah.
What's
I think
RICO?
That I think
what's
that
RICO?
It's basically a racketeering operation.
No, you mean RICO.
RICO. I'm sorry. What did
RICO.
I say?
RICO.
What did
you
I
said
say?
RICO.
RICO. I was
RICO.
Spelling
was,
it in my head.
That was invented
RICO
by Rudy Giuliani to go after mobsters.
Well, yeah. And it's when RICO. You look at the union mobsters running the unions, you know, this is like literally white collar crime. When you look at how much funding and how the mechanism is played in Democrat politics. But anyway, these Democrats are fleeing California, fleeing New York, and then voting for their same crappy policies that they voted into their state, which caused them to flee.
Right.
And so I think we need to extend the wall around red states.
Yes. Well, don't forget that
even an alligator
New Jersey
bird.
Now has a rain tax, which is the most absurd thing I've ever heard of. Have you read what that is? Do you know exactly what that is?
No.
All right. So a rain tax is, this is the theory of crazy Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez-like nutcases. The more asphalt you have on your property, you'll be taxed higher. because asphalt makes, instead of water going into the grass and absorbing into the ground, asphalt makes it run off into the sewer, mm-hmm. which runs off into the river, which runs off into the ocean, mm-hmm. which causes erosion, which leads to global warming, which will cost billions of dollars to the states. So you have to pay a tax for every square foot of asphalt you have. So the more
mental
asphalt,
gymnastics
yes.
that goes into there. Which creates this intellectual dishonesty. You know, we were doing construction in California, as you know, and because the city couldn't afford to, like, upkeep the sewer systems anymore, they basically transferred the rights to us. So if we ever had to, you know, put in a toilet or rip out all three toilets or whatever, we were responsible for making sure that the permit was included with the sewer system.
Right. Well, they can't pay for it.
Because they can't pay for it because they're all broke.
Yeah, you know what? They're broke. Someone has to say it out loud. They're broke because of illegals. If you wouldn't spend all the money on illegals, mm-hmm. then you wouldn't have this problem.
Yeah. A third of California's budget goes to the health care, welfare, education, and incarceration of illegal aliens. And they get it all for free.
By the way,
but it's a third of the budget. How do they get it for free if it's a third of the state's budget?
Has anyone ever checked if Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is illegal, by the way? No, I mean, seriously, couldn't it be? I don't know. Who knows? Who says? Do we know where she was born? I guess she said she was born in Bronx, New York, and she was raised in Yorktown. But is that true? Do we know she's not DACA? Do we know she's not a dreamer? I don't know. Who knows? Who knows with any of these candidates?
Do we even know that Ilhan Omar isn't a terrorist?
Yeah, we don't. We don't. I think it should be, her name should be,
I mean,
Ilhan,
she's taking money from terrorist organizations.
Her name should be Ilhan Omar D. Dash Somalia. That's what it should say next to her name. She would be perfectly at home in the Iranian Congress, the Somalian Congress.
Well, I asked her the other day if her transgender, push for transgenderism and gay marriage would really, float well in her Islamic countries. Like, why don't you go and, you know, press those ideas and make changes in your homophobic, misandrist, misogynist, countries that throw gays off. But why don't you go lobby for gay rights in over one of your Islamic countries?
Because they'd stone her. They'd stone her.
No, really have the courage. Where is the political courage? If she's really standing up for gay rights and really standing up for transgender rights, they already have these rights here, okay? We have 56 genders now we can choose from. How many more would you like?
All right. Let's talk about some other issues. Voter ID laws. New study's out that says voter ID laws do not suppress voting. So tell us about that study, because I did not see it. Of course, I agree with it. Of course, to me, it's common sense, because everyone's got voter ID. How do I know? Because everyone in the Democratic Party is on welfare and food stamps, and they all get free Obamacare or Medicaid, and you can't get any of those without showing government-issued photo ID.
Right. Cash a check, show an ID. Cash a government check, show an ID. A new study published in the National Bureau of Economic Research reports that strict voter identification laws don't stop people from voting in U.S. elections. Dirt. The study also found that such laws have no negative effect on voter registration or voter turnout, either overall or for any specific group, whether defined by race, gender, age, or party affiliation. The findings contradict a major assertion. Now, see, there aren't any studies done on what the Democrats claim. It's all just assertion. Made by many election-oriented groups and Democratic politicians who believe that voter ID laws are a source of voter suppression. Voter ID laws and other contentious election integrity measures usually occur in states with Republican-controlled legislatures, making it a partisan issue. No, it's actually just an issue for the citizens. Because what they want is illegal immigrants to vote, right? I mean, once you import, we already have 22 million. That's a big voting block. So why not just import twice as many?
Well, by the way, the new study was out that proved, I believe it was like by Harvard or someone that said there's 22 million illegals, not 12 million.
Right.
And yet in the newspapers, every time I see illegals quoted, they claim it's 12 million. They keep quoting 12.
They've been saying that for 15 years. They've been saying that for 15
right.
years.
They must not believe the study that shows it's actually 22.
I mean, how do you explain a third of the budget going to illegal immigration? The numbers usually equate to the numbers on the ground. Like, the numbers going out the door are usually equated to the numbers on the ground. So you've got a sanctuary state. We've got, I think, a quarter. We passed $1 billion in taxes in 2017 for quote-unquote education, and all went to English as second language schools. 90%
of it. Pretty much all, yeah.
90% of it. 90% of it. How much more do they want? And they're broke.
And that's just one thing you're telling me. You went to English as second language.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that a gigantic percentage of all education money goes to free meals for poverty-stricken students, which is almost all illegals. That's also all illegals. Matter of fact, last I checked, I believe the numbers were, I think it's 70% of all the kids in public schools in Clark County,
mm-hmm.
70% are getting free meals at school, and the number's almost 70% who are getting English as a second language. So it correlates almost exactly. All your money is being spent feeding children because their parents are so incapable, are so helpless, are so hopeless. They don't speak English. They come from a foreign country. I don't even know how they get from block one to block two in
by
the middle
buses.
Of Las Vegas.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, from block one to block two?
I don't know how they get anywhere.
Yeah.
How do they go? They must just sit in their house all day and scream to themselves in a rocking chair. Other than the government check, they must go, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Oh, my God, I'm helpless. Oh, my God, where's my government check?
Well, I showed you that shack in downtown Las Vegas that had 15 registered Democrats at it, and it was a two-bedroom, one-bath. It looked like it should have been in a Honduran slum, but it did have a big bus in the front, so I'm thinking that perhaps half of them slept in the bus.
Scary.
The bus
stuff.
Had curtains.
Very scary stuff. And, of course, when we get back, we'll discuss
the school bus.
More of this topic because there's a great article out that I started before Megan got here, Rats, Public Defecation, and Open Drug Use. Our major Western cities are becoming uninhabitable hellholes. And this article is about L.A. and Seattle and San Francisco. These are major cities. These are rich cities. And the ground is littered with syringes and poop and pee and disease. And what's that disease? Typhus, right?
Hooray for Hollywood.
We'll be right back. Megan is singing as part of the repertoire today. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, worn out. You get an extra. You get an extra. You get a performance by Megan Madonna. Megan Madonna. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, worn out. Megan Barth, ReaganBay.com, my site, RootForAmerica.com. We shall see you in a sec. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
War now! Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back live. USA Radio, Newsmax TV is coming up in about 8 minutes. We'll be on Newsmax TV nationwide, channel 349, DirecTV, channel 216, Dish, or you can watch us at NewsmaxTV.com or cable systems around the country. But I want to thank the sponsor of this show, Cinegenics, of this national radio show. They also sponsor my TV show. They are fantastic. They made Wayne Root great again. Thank you, Cinegenics. Everybody who watches the TV show says, wow, you look younger, you look thinner, you look better. And that's a real compliment to Cinegenics. They made me great again. They can make you great again. Trump makes America great again. They make Americans great again, one American at a time. Give a call at 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, as opposed to older. If you want to be older, fatter, or look worse, you know, call this number. But if you want to feel great and look great, call 888-YOUNGER. You want to be thinner, you want to be younger, 888-YOUNGER, or go to Cinegenics.com, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S.com. Free, no obligation consultation. What do you have to lose? They're paying the nickel. And the call's free to you, and then the time on the phone is free. So you risk nothing, nada. All right, let's get back with Megan Barth. Megan, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
We were talking about rats and defecation and open drug use. Sorry that that's the topic, but that's what we're talking about.
But when you're talking about, you know, Democrat-controlled cities, you always talk about the rats.
Well, that could be why they're really known as the demo rats. See, that could actually be why. They always
maybe instead of the donkey, it should be a big white rat.
Maybe we've been looking at the wrong people. They're illegal voting. Maybe isn't illegals. It's rats. Maybe they're getting rats registered at certain addresses. There's certainly lots of rats that would account for millions of fake votes, right?
Well, I think this description, I want to meet this homeowner, because she said or he said, at our house it sounded like the rats were having relay races in the ceiling and they don't wear sneakers. Your eyes blink and your leg twitches as you drift off to sleep, knowing that if the plague comes back, you are living at ground zero. How comforting.
I don't know. I could have pictured him talking about rats having sex with each other.
In our garden,
even more interesting.
In our garden, they devoured an entire head of lettuce. They destroyed my squash before it was ripe and ready to eat. They stole my tomatoes, cilantro, and Anaheim chili peppers. Were they bottling their own salsa? This guy has to be a writer.
Yeah, it also says in the same article, a massive rat infestation forced authorities to close a filthy homeless encampment under a bridge in Salem, Oregon.
Yeah.
Amid the trash, human despair, and anguish, one weeping woman prepared to leave the most recent place she knows is home without any real inkling of where she'll go next. There's that noise again. I don't know where that noise is coming from, but it's a weird sound in my ear. A little bit of feedback, I think. Anger, mental illness, drug use, human frustration boiling over at times. Everywhere one looks, she said. She's an outreach worker with Salvation Army. But none of that mattered to her. What mattered was the rat infestation. It just grew and grew and grew. It's badder than people can imagine. I can't imagine.
They breed the plague. I mean, I don't know how much more we can understate that. Who's safe from it? They said they're ground zero. Why are we letting vermin and human feces litter the streets? You want to talk about a health hazard? I'm surprised that hasn't been declared a national emergency on the streets of the Tenderloin. You know, they banned plastic straws. They just haven't banned plastic syringes. As a matter of fact, they hand them out on basically every street corner. They're like a Dunkin' Donuts in Boston.
It's disgusting. And by the way, this would be a great time if I was doing a local show. I'm actually on national radio, but we had a new advertiser on local Vegas radio, and it's Mountain View Pest. And the guy takes care of your home, and he sprays and guarantees you're not going to have rats, you're not going to have spiders, you're not going to have tarantulas, you're not going to have scorpions, whatever it is. And don't forget cockroaches, all kinds of disgusting things. And he takes care of all of them. But, you know, it's just a good time to bring that up because, man, anybody who's without that is like naked in the big city. It's not good.
Well, why do they have rats in L.A.'s City Hall? I mean, I have an exterminator. I make sure I keep, tarantulas and stuff. But rats? I'd have a machine gun out in the front of my car, right?
You'd have a bazooka. I could picture Megan with a bazooka, a missile launcher.
One of the largest medical conventions that my stepdad used to attend occurs every year in San Francisco. It's one of the largest in the world. It's like millions of dollars to the city. Hundreds, if not thousands, of doctors from around the world of all specialties come in. They have CE training, et cetera. They canceled it because of the biohazardous conditions.
You're kidding me.
No.
Really?
Yes.
San Francisco lost the convention over it.
Yes.
Wow.
Last year.
That bad, yeah.
It is that bad.
Because, look, I know it could get worse in a month. I know it could get worse in a week. I was in Frisco 2.5 years ago for a major convention I was speaking at. And then what I was shocked at, I didn't see the defecation or the urine or the drug stuff, the drug paraphernalia, the syringes. I didn't see that. What I saw was homeless people begging for money on every inch of every sidewalk, grabbing me violently, aggressively.
Very aggressive.
It really was scary. Look, I'm okay, but I couldn't imagine how a woman could walk down the street.
I used to.
No idea.
Yeah, I used to work in the streets of San Francisco.
How long ago was that, though?
Probably, 7 years?
Right, so it wasn't nearly as bad then, not even close.
It was still aggressive then, I'm telling you. I did not like it at all, and I was in Union Square, and I was being grabbed.
Right.
It doesn't matter if it's on every street corner on one. You've got aggressive people on the streets.
Yeah, it's scary. And if you say no to them, you're worried. You know, their guy was following me. I remember what really scared me is there was a guy an inch behind me, like bumping me. Come on, man, give me money. Come on, man. Because I was going to give my speech, right? And I was walking around at lunchtime. So I was wearing a beautiful multi-$1,000 suit. I wear nice suits. And he's going, look at your suit, man. You're rich. Look at your suit, man. Give me money. And I'm now approaching a corner, and cars are coming, and they're whizzing by me an inch away. If he gets mad at me, he could push me in front of that car and kill me. And that was really starting to worry me. All right, we'll be back on Newsmax TV. Wayne Allyn Root. Megan, thanks for coming by.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. We get her every Thursday. Today we had her on Wednesday because I'm off tomorrow and Friday. I'm moving. It's moving day. Wayne Allyn Root, worn out.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Thing offer.